You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Of the group The Beths, who have just put out an album called Straight Line Was a Lie, which came out sort of at the end of last year, the early end, I guess you could say. And they just announced an awesome New Zealand tour, which is set to happen in March. We have Liz Stokes from The Beths here on the line. And where are you coming to us from, Liz?
I'm at home in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Oh, you're back in the country?
Yes, yeah, happy to be here.
Nice, yeah, I bet, man. You guys had a pretty exhausting year last year, pretty massive year, which we'll talk about in a second. But first of all, I want to know, how was your holiday season? How was your festive season? Did you do much for Christmas, New Year's?
Yeah, I spent New Year's with some friends, Christmas with family. Everyone's in Auckland, so for me. So it was, it's been good. Enjoying some sunshine when we can get it. It's been raining a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm glad to hear, man. Glad to hear. Now, literally about 10 minutes ago, or 15 minutes ago, a little bird told me that you are one for a good farmer's market. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure everybody is, you know. It's the kind of thing where you go like, oh, yeah. There's a farmer's market on, but the problem is that they're always in the morning. You know how farmers are.
This is true. They get that.
They're always putting their markets in the morning.
They are. They're like the early bird. They're getting the worm, bringing the worm to market.
I'll sometimes be able to manage to get there for the dregs of the dregs. Mm. What are these? Is this strange rumors that?
I'll tell you my source later.
All right, I've never been to a farmer's market in my life. These allegations.
I did not go to farmer's markets. what is the best farmer's market up in Tāmaki Makaurau, do you reckon? Is it the Avondale one?
It's got to be Avondale. Yeah, I live nearby to the Avondale market. But shamefully, like, you'd think that because it's right there, I'd be there. I'd be there all the time. But once again, it's just in the morning, isn't it? On Sunday morning, and sometimes it's just slow on Sunday mornings, you know.
It's clearly
the best market. I don't know. I haven't been to all of them, so. Let's just make big claims. It's a great market. It's incredible.
It's the best market you've ever seen, folks. It's a beautiful market. When you come down to Otepoti in March, you must come on to our awesome market. Now, I've read somewhere last year that you did 70 shows, which is, you know, quite a lot around the US and UK and EU last year. I want to know, including recitals, you know, how many times do you think you played Straight Line Was a Lie or Future Me Hates Me?
Oh. Well, those are, I guess most of those shows, the 70 shows, like most of them were from August onwards, which is when we kind of like were touring, so they're all kind of like crunched up into a very concentrated period of time. So, but yeah, we would have played Straight Line Was a Lie at every show, and then at a lot of sound checks, and then a lot of like radio sessions, and like we did Jimmy Kimmel, we played it on there. Like it's so I guess around 100. I don't know. We rehearsed a lot as well for this album cycle, because it was an album where, you know, we branched out a bit sonically. We had like, you know, we're doing things we didn't do before, and then you have to kind of like reverse engineer how you're going to play those songs live, especially as like we don't want to play with like backing tracks and stuff, so you kind of just have to figure out what you're going to play, pick and choose, and try and get as close as you can to the feeling of it without necessarily having it be exactly like the recording.
Did that process take quite a while?
Yeah, it did. We spent like a good couple of months just like rehearsing a lot. Getting to play everything, making it feel easy, which we haven't had the time to do necessarily for our previous tour, so it was really nice to kind of start the tour and feel like we were on good footing, and then you play the songs, you know, so many times, and then you feel pretty confident.
Yeah. Do they get, I mean, a dumb question, I guess, but do you get kind of sick of the big ones they have to play all the time? You're kind of like, oh, can we play something else instead? Or are you pretty chill with, you know, the fact that you have to do that?
I have not sick of that. I think because they're, I guess you get sick of if you're just playing them, like rehearsing them or in soundcheck, but you do have to rehearse them, because you find that if you just like, oh, we know that one, then you try and play it at a show, that feels bad enough. Like playing a rough version of it because you kind of like couldn't be bothered rehearsing it because you are like, we've played it too many times.
Yeah.
That feels bad enough to be like, to make you just be like, this is good. We're going to play the song again, we're going to rehearse it, and it's going to, and then it's going to sound good, and then it will feel good when we play it.
Commit to the bit. You got to commit to the bit.
Yeah.
You mentioned just before that you played on Jimmy Kimmel, which is such an achievement, man. That's crazy. That was about a month after Trump had threatened to take Kimmel off air. And I want to know, was there kind of an air of anxiety or worry in the room that you noticed? Were people a little bit down, or was it just like, you know, was everyone pretty chill?
Everyone there was pretty chill. There was a bit of anxiety from us in the lead up, where like we kind of like got the word after going for it for a long time that we had confirmed it. And we confirmed it about a week before then. We've, you know, Trump said he was going to take it off the air. And so we were like, oh, well, never mind. And then it obviously it came back, and we were still on the bill, so that was a relief. But yeah, I don't know. It was super lovely. Like, everyone behind the scenes, everyone was super stressed. Everyone was very kind to us, and like I love TV and seeing all the behind the scenes of how something like that runs, where you've only seen the set, and just seeing it in real life and how it's kind of different it looks, and everybody, all the jobs that everybody has, and it's like a well-oiled machine. Yeah, that's cool.
I was going, how good are the craft food tables there? Do they have a lot of good stuff?
I didn't see like the crew craft food table. We had a little dressing room, which was cool, and they had like makeup artists and hair people, and they're like, "Do you want us to do your makeup hair?" And I was like, "Okay."
Get dolled up for the occasion.
That's okay. I want to see what that's like. Sit in the makeup chair for a big, you know, TV thing in America. It was fun.
Mean. That's awesome, man. That's real cool. As well as that, you've also got another pretty kind of odd, I guess, accomplishment. You've made it into Obama's summer playlist for the second time, as it gets published every year. You know, when you first heard that you made it the first time around, and now you've made it the second time around, you know, what do you think it is about your music that Obama loves?
No, I can't. I cannot and will not speak to what Obama is thinking about or is on. I don't know if it's real. If it's like, I don't know. It's kind of surreal. It's not like he's like calling me up. He's like, Liz, I've got to tell you, you've made my playlist again.
Oh, Liz, let me be clear. Yeah. Your music is incredible.
I honestly don't know. It always happens is we start getting messages from people being like, hey, look. And you go like, oh, okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's strange.
It's quite. It's a very strange thing to happen, isn't it? It's very, very strange.
Yeah.
You've mentioned before you were in August. You did 70 dates from August, in the US. Is 2026 going to be a year of relative chilling, brainstorming some new stuff, or are you going to go nose to the grindstone again this year?
I think it'll be a similar number of shows, if not more, it will be a slightly more chill year, just because the last year was such a hectic year for us. Like it was finishing the first like third of the year was finishing the album, and the second third of the year was like signing with a new record label and getting everything prepared for a release, and you know, all the stuff that goes along with that. We worked all of last year kind of, and started the touring in August on the album release, like kind of already, I think, exhausted to the point that we was it was a hard working year, and it's paid off, and it's gone really well. But this year, like, we have a lot of touring, but in the in between it's a bit more there's a bit more downtime, downtime to like start being creative and thinking about the next record, and take a breath, I think, before we start to like, you know, really dive into making another album. But I'm looking forward to playing the shows and hopefully enjoying it a bit more.
Fair enough. I saw in that Marlon Williams documentary that came out last year just how brutal the lifestyle of touring is. It's very transient. You don't really have a place. You're just kind of, you know, going around and repeating the same thing over and over. And that must take a toll.
It takes a toll, yeah. Like, I do love it. And like, we are good at it, which, because it's not for everybody. Like, it's so extreme. Like, it's just, you know, like the being in a different place every day, being like sometimes like not having your own space apart from like your little cubby in the bus or something, where you sleep, it's like a coffin-sized kind of bed. And but I don't know, it's the thing that, like, it's this thing that, you know, like, travel is tiring, but for us, it's every night you have this show, and that's the thing that kind of fills your cup, and the shows have always been really great, and the people who come to the shows are really great, and it always fills the cup. And we had, like, a quite, on our European leg, all our equipment got, a bunch of our equipment got stolen.
Oh, so no! Do you have insurance?
We have insurance.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, that's all, we're still waiting for it all to be finished and wrapped up, but, like, yeah, it was stressful. There were some stressful parts of the run of, like, on the road trying to problem solve. Like, you're in a different place every day, so how do you get equipment that you need, and where do you send it to using it? Like, where do you get something sent to in the Netherlands so that it will show up? And then you don't miss it, and then you have to get someone there to send it to somewhere five shows down the road. Like, it's just like, it was a lot of problem solving. But we didn't have to cancel any shows, and the adrenaline carries you a lot. But I think we finished when everything was said and done. Like, you know, when you're not running away from the bear anymore, you kind of stop and you're like, oh, that was really hard.
They're only then do you take account of what's actually happened. Oh my goodness. If you're ever in a pinch, would you ever think of posting on the Beth's Instagram being like, does anyone have, you know, XYZ in X City? Well, you know, we'll give you cool hire or something.
We did a bit of that. We did, because Jonathan's touring Les Paul got stolen, and he didn't want to just, like, buy it, because for some of us, like, Ben found his the exact kind of bass that he has, which is an Ibanez Blazer, at a music shop a few days later, and was like, okay, well, I'll just buy this one. Not the exact one, but, you know, the exact same kind. So, you know, and I was, my guitar, which got stolen, was made by someone in the UK, and who was so lovely, called Elliot Trent, and he made me another one and sent it to me within, like, 2 weeks, which was amazing. But Jonathan, yeah, like, he's very particular about what kind of guitar he plays, so he was going to music shops, you know, after soundcheck or before soundcheck, and just, like, trying to find something and couldn't, so I ended up posting and being like, if you have, you know, a solid, nice Les Paul, could you please get in touch to this email address for John? And John, like, fielded all these emails coming in of people being like, I'll bring, you know, like, just bring your guitar to the soundcheck and show, and you can have some merch and, you know, put you on the guest list and hang out and stuff. But
crack up.
So he did that for a bunch of shows. Yeah,
a talent contest for a guitar. That's great. Well, hopefully you're going to embark on a much more chill tour in March. You've announced a 7-date tour around Aotearoa in March of this year, which is super, super exciting, man. How does it feel to, like, you know, come back home after this big, successful campaign and just, you know, keep it relatively chill?
It feels great. We love being here. That's why we still live here, and we love it here, and we love coming home and, you know, feeling a part of our local music communities and hang out with all our friends and stuff. It's yeah, and so being able to then play a bunch of shows and, you know, see so many, we've toured a lot especially, and we see familiar faces, but, like, it's familiar faces when it's home and people you've known for, you know, for a long time, and it's just nice to go around the country and catch up and play.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Beautiful. And we'll leave that there. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Liz. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts, words, considerations for our lovely listeners out there?
I feel like I've made Troy sound really negative. We really do like it. And it was good. I'm just, you know, it's very therapeutic. Very easy to talk to you. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thank you very much. I'll see you on the flip side, and I can't wait to come to the show in March.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
Cheers, man. All right, folks. That was Liz Stokes from The Beths. We're talking to Liz about the whirlwind of a 2025. What a year. They are coming down to Otipoti on Friday the 20th of March. They're playing at the Glenroy Auditorium. You can find tickets and merch and all sorts of beautiful gifts and doodads from thebeths.com. Coming up at 10:30, we've got Lizzie Cooler joining us to talk about her new track, Matter of Time. The second Liz of the day. If you add a third, it's just the singularity will be reached. Here's The Beths with Metal. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.